Colonel Carberry stared at him over the rim of his glass. Just for a moment, the vague eyes were no longer vague. They measured and appraised. He put down his glass with a grunt.
"What do you say to that, Dr. Gerard?"
"I admit that I am skeptical of success. Yes, I know that Monsieur Poirot has great powers.
I am gifted, yes," said the little man. He smiled modestly. Colonel Carberry turned away his head and coughed. Poirot said, "The first thing to decide is whether this is a composite murder, planned and carried out by the Boynton family as a whole, or whether it is the work of one of them only. If the latter, which is the most likely member of the family to have attempted it?" Dr. Gerard said,
"There is your own evidence. One must, I think, consider first Raymond Boynton."
"I agree," said Poirot. "The words I overheard and the discrepancy between his evidence and that of the young woman doctor puts him definitely in the forefront of the suspects. He was the last person to see Mrs. Boynton alive. That is his own story. Sarah King contradicts that. Tell me, Dr. Gerard, is there, you know what I mean, a little tendresse, shall we say, there?"
The Frenchman nodded. "Emphatically so."
"Aha! Is she, this young lady, a brunette, with hair that goes back from her forehead, so? And big hazel eyes, and a manner very decided?"
Dr. Gerard looked rather surprised.
"Yes, that describes her very well."
"I think I have seen her, in the Solomon Hotel. She spoke to this Raymond Boynton, and afterwards he remained planté là, in a dream, blocking the exit from the lift. Three times I had to say pardon before he heard me and moved."
He remained in thought for some moments. Then he said, "So, to begin with, we accept the medical evidence of Miss Sarah King with certain mental reservations. She is an interested party." He paused, then went on,
"Tell me, Dr. Gerard, do you think Raymond Boynton is of the temperament that could commit murder easily?"
Gerard said slowly,
"You mean deliberate, planned murder? Yes, I think it is possible, but only under conditions of intense emotional strain."
"Those conditions were present?"
"Oh, definitely. This journey abroad undoubtedly heightened the nervous and mental strain under which all these people were living. The contrast between their own lives and those of other people was more apparent to them. And in Raymond Boynton's case..."
"Yes?"
"There was the additional complication of being strongly attracted to Sarah King."
"That would give him an additional motive. And an additional stimulus?"
"That is so."
Colonel Carberry coughed.
I'd like to butt in a moment. That sentence of his you overheard, you do see, don't you, that she's got to be killed. Must have been spoken to someone."
"A good point," said Poirot. "I had not forgotten it. Yes, to whom was Raymond Boynton speaking? Undoubtedly to a member of his family. But which member?